developments unfolding we'll cover in the next segment on the world bond market and economic developments, not just in Japan but other countries, as governments move away from U.S. and EU treasuries and the slide away from the dollar accelerates. We'll be talking about that coming up next segment. Then coming up in the third hour, we have Billy Carson, who's a great author, researcher, journalist, corporate business owner, an amazing guest on Joe Rogan, you name it, will be joining us. Can't wait to talk to him. Here's just a small smattering of some of the things he's been saying recently that are taking the internet by storm. That's coming up in 1 hour.
They knew back then that people would be able to have YouTube and just watch that.
Yeah.
And if that's how they did it back then, imagine how good they are at it now.
Oh, man, they're masters at neuroscience. Applying neuroscience to the general population, they are masters at it. And they know how to get into the psyche of a human being, and they know how to turn us against each other while they themselves chop it all up. Like I always say, there is no Democrat or Republican. It doesn't exist. The only thing that exists is a group of elite oligarchs that torture men, women, and children worldwide. That exists. They capitalize and monetize us, and they put their boot on our neck. But to think that there's left wing and a right wing, I think it's the same bird.
Yeah, it's all just money.
Yeah.
It's all money. And they use social issues, whatever they are, whether it's Christianity or abortion rights or whatever it is, they just use those. It's like little moves that they put in their little game.
Yep.
And really what it's about is enriching themselves and staying in power. And the best way to stay in power is control narratives and control influence and make people believe a very specific thing and drill it into their head. But the problem is, like, I think human beings are more awake now than ever before, and they know this game now. Yeah. At least a large number of us know this game.
It's shifting so fast.
Yes.
It's shifting, like, incredibly fast, which is great.
How old are you, Billy?
I'll be 53 in September.
You look great.
Thanks, man.
So you and I are basically close to the same age. I'm 56. Yeah. And when we were kids, this version of the world was never discussed. You'd have to be a complete kook to think that money is why wars are started. Oh, come on. No one would ever do that.
Right.
You would be a complete kook to think that the pharmaceutical drug companies lie about their drugs. Mm-hmm. What are you talking about? They can't do that. They would be arrested.
Yeah.
You'd be a kook.
Yeah.
And now, especially after the pandemic, that's how everybody feels. And watching these wars go on between Ukraine and Russia and Palestine and Israel, you're like, what the f*** is going on?
In the 21st century, this is still happening right now.
In large scale, and people are having debate over the acceptable amount of numbers of women and children that are allowed to die in a war.
Right. It's insane. It's insanity.
It's insane.
8 billion people
are being controlled by 100 families.
Who are these families?
These are the elite oligarchs that control the planet. They literally run us. They tell us what to do, hear, see, smell, taste, touch, feel, where we can go, where we can't go. They're running us. Governments are put in place to work for the people, but they got it flipped and they got us working for them.
Right.
And telling us what they're going to do to us if we don't listen to them. That's the opposite of what it's supposed to be. The reason why the world it is today, why we have this boot on our neck, is because of us. We're the problem. They're sharks. A shark smells blood. A shark attacks.
Right.
A shark is going to be a shark. How come we as 8 billion people haven't stopped falling for these divide and conquer tactics and stopped fighting each other over the scraps and realize who the real enemy is? While we're fighting each other, they're just cutting up the pie and laughing at us. Left wing, right wing, all the same bird. There's no such thing as a Democrat or Republican. The only thing that does exist, like I say, is a group of elite oligarchs that torture men, women, and children worldwide. Mm-hmm. That exists. Democrat and Republican doesn't exist.
And then you say, well, then is Trump good? That's why they don't like him, because he's creating a beachhead in the Republican Party to actually make it be populist. So we got Billy Carson coming up in 1 hour from now. We're going to look at the economy with Dr. Kirk Elliott right now and big developments he's predicted. We come back in 60 seconds. And remember, I know the viewers and listeners of this show are really awake, but we don't do this by osmosis. You are the missionaries of the truth. You're the ones that take the live feeds, the clips, the videos, the articles, and get it past the censor. You're not just part of the fight. You're 99% of it. I'm just a little bit of this. So are my guests. But you're the whole shooting match, folks. So take this broadcast and promote it now, or roll over and die. Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up. And they smash the bones and guts of the fish. And it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com right now, and for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time. This is really good for you. So it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
After we dropped my 7-year-old daughter off at summer camp this morning, and my wife and I were driving back to the house at about 8:30 in the morning, she looked at me, she said, what are we going to do? She said, clearly everything you said is coming true. You can see it everywhere. The inflation's off the hook. All these wars, we need to get out of the city. And I'm like, listen, it's not safe anywhere. The safest thing is to stop this from happening, not running. And I get it. If you're not on the air and you can move to the country and get away, that's smart. Do it. Not me. I'm going down with the ship. She said, okay, fine. But when I get up here and I talk about this level of danger, folks, I'm not hyping it. Like 2.5 weeks ago, I said, they're trying to close the doors. They sent in feds to shut the doors. People didn't believe it. Then it came out in court. Everybody's like, we're sorry. We didn't believe you. That's hard to believe. You're not in a normal place anymore. It's like Dorothy says to Toto, Toto, we're not in Kansas anymore. I'm sorry that's the case. I'm not the one doing this. They want to act like it's my fault for exposing it. No. I'm trying to get people ready to deal with this. So I don't know. I said it'd be bird flu. Now they're officially rolling that out, and cyber attacks and expanded war, and NATO announced 2 days ago, hey, we're going to put F-16s in other countries so Russia can't bomb them like Poland, and we're going to bomb Russia with NATO pilots and NATO planes. Folks, that is full World War III. So Thursday Live, deep state Dems panic, and 63% of Hispanics support Trump in new polls. Stunned globalists roll out bird flu in response. And they got a lot of other tricks up their sleeve, but the bubble is coming to an end. And they need to get you scared to accept the central bank digital currencies and the unified ledger where they control and track it, own everything you've got, and they're the, quote, stewards of it. If it's like you're a brain-damaged child or something and you don't have your rights and somebody's your guardian. It's not like that. That's what this is. So look, deadly bird flu, CNN, AP, Reuters, could be worse than COVID as officials urge act now to save humanity. See this? All these different jurisdictions. Seattle health officials suggest return to COVID precautions, including mass travel. They're already killing cows and chickens all over the United States. It's going down, folks. So I wish we weren't in this situation, but at least we've been awake to it for a long time and warned people, so we've got a fighting chance. Imagine how bad it would be if people weren't wise to this, and more are wise every day. So Dr. Kirk Elliott was not planning to be on the show today, but he's very busy. I called and begged him to come on, because he's the top silver broker in the country, like the second or third largest gold broker, because he has the best prices and best quality. And yeah, I'm plugging. You should go to him. You should call. You should get gold and silver right now. But that's not why I had him on. Just last week, and after he's on today, we're going to go find the clips from last week where he predicted runs on treasuries, more regional bank failures as key indicators, he said, in the next few months. We're going to take those clips last week with the date and then put up this interview today, because yesterday, one of the largest Japanese banking systems pulls the plug on global financial system and dumps $63 billion in one day and says they're going to sell more of U.S. and EU treasuries, not Russian, not Chinese. So that signals what we saw last week. They tried to spin. Oh, well, Saudi Arabia didn't really end their deal with the West, but they are moving away from the dollar. No, it was true. And they've said that. So as much as I hate the Federal Reserve, the private Federal Reserve, we are all dependent on our reserve currency status because the whole world accepts our money. We export most of our inflation. If you think the inflation is bad, basically double prices the last 3.5 years, we can see that in a week once the dollar fails. I mean, how would amounts double prices in 1 week? You think that's a joke? In Germany, you'd pay for your dinner up front during the inflation, because it'd be, you know, 10 million Deutschmarks at the start, and it'd be 20 million an hour later. Wheelbarrows of money. Type that into Google, go to the image, to buy a loaf of bread. Same thing in Zimbabwe. Same thing happened in Africa. This is going on. I don't think it'll be that bad. But if it's one-tenth of that, it is devastation, unless you're in gold and silver and farmland and the Second Amendment and raw resources and food. And everybody that bought food in the last 3 or 4 years when I told you food prices would double, boy, don't you feel good with that horrible food last over a decade, because you can raw resell that for double the price. So I'm literally selling ice cones, snow cones, ice water in hell here. And I just want to get people positioned for what's going on. So he's only got about 20 minutes. I want to bring Dr. Kirk Elliott on this subject and others, but it looks to me, I don't think it looks, it is, like things have moved into a whole nother level. You're an economist and also, of course, head of the great organization, Kirk Elliott Precious Metals, KEPM.com/gold. So people know that we sent you, so it supports what you're doing, what he's doing, what we're doing. So go to KEPM.com/gold or 720-605-3900, and then you can do a free consultation. No sales when you sell back. Nobody else does that of any size. The best place to get gold and silver. But Kirk Elliott, this is a big deal, Doc.
Alex, this is massive. And so your viewers aren't going to be surprised, right, at what we're about to go over, because we've already talked about bank failures. But when we were talking about the bank failures 2 weeks ago when I was on the show, because the FDIC had listed 63 banks that have gone into reverse repo agreements with the Fed, meaning they needed an injection of capital, right? You don't need an injection of capital unless you're going to fail. Well, what just happened yesterday is you texted me. It's like, Kirk, look at this. I'm looking. It's like, yeah, this is like the biggest news of a long time. So Japan, who's been kind of skating, not really getting away from it, but getting by with it. They've been under the hood, falling apart because they've kept interest rates low while the rest of the world has been increasing interest rates. Now, why do they do that? Because Japan has so much debt that if they started raise rates even just a little bit, it would destroy that economy. But it got to the point where, oh my word, they started raising rates about a month or two ago. And because they have to, the inflationary pressures in Japan are so insane. But now what's happened is the contagion of the bank failures has moved away from the Western banks in the United States and Europe into Japan. So this one, this Norinchukin, I think is the name of the bank. When you said that the headline, they pulled the plug on global financial system with 63 billion treasuries, not just American, but European. That to me is pretty significant.
Yeah. Why didn't they sell Russian or Chinese?
Well, exactly. So since the beginning of time, Alex, and you're an amazing historian as well, Japan has basically hated China, right? I mean, they don't like each other as people groups and as countries. But they're not selling Chinese bonds, right? Here's where there's this move towards this gravity towards strength. And the rest of the world is now starting to see the BRICS nations as this huge traded bloc, political, economic, military superpower. And people want to be on a winning team, right? I hate to say it that America's not on a winning team because I'm an American. But we're not, because of bad public policy. So what China has done with Russia and the coalition of all the Middle Eastern countries taking away the petrodollar, everything else, I say, we've got this winning team. So when Japan needs to raise capital, $63 billion worth of treasuries that they sold, only American, only European, because they're not going to sell within their minds. This is my opinion. They believe the winning team, everything is moving towards Asia. Everything is moving towards Shanghai and this BRICS nation. So let's put this into perspective, okay? So,
well, for those that don't know, 63 billion leveraged is trillions. So this is it was 5 billion to be a big deal.
It is, because when you have this leveraged derivatives debt, derivatives are generally leveraged about 20 to 1. So if there's derivatives debt exposure here, which undoubtedly there is, and there's a lot of counterparty risk associated with it, this is a massive number at $63 billion, because this bank is the fifth largest bank in Japan, $840 billion in assets. Billion. So what does that do? That puts us in line. I'm getting some weird feedback. One sec.
Yeah. Sorry. I hear somebody else popping on your line. That's not us, is it?
That was us. So I don't know what that was. That was us playing in the background twice. But so what's happened is that kind of derivatives debt exposure would destroy Japan, not just a bank, but it would destroy Japan. So what they're doing is they're selling all this. It turns out to be 10 trillion yen. It's like, oh my word, that's a lot of yen, right? But they have massive amounts of basically unrealized losses in that bank.
Zombie losses.
So, losses that's on paper, but ultimately those need to be fulfilled. Those losses ultimately have to be paid up when the mortgages are due, when like here in America, we have adjustable rate mortgages. A lot of them are coming due because in America, we have, Alex, $500 billion of unrealized losses on banks' balance sheets. So what happens with the unrealized losses on this bank in Japan's balance sheets? They know that D-Day is coming. They know that they have to pay it off. So they're starting to liquidate assets right now. And which ones are they liquidating? The ones that they think are going to come down. The European and U.S. Treasury.
That's right. You always dump what you think is the most risky before everybody else does it. Because you don't want to do it when there's a race for the exits because it'll have no value.
Oh, absolutely. This is why China doesn't dump all the U.S. Treasuries all at once. Because they still own about $1 trillion.
Well, that's what you said last week. They're slowly dumping them, though.
Slowly dumping them.
And then what do they buy? Silver and gold instead.
Correct. Now, the one that didn't slowly get rid of U.S. treasuries is Russia. They dumped all of them a couple of years ago, just gone. They don't own any more U.S. treasuries in Russia. China doesn't have that luxury of selling everything at once because they still have about $1 trillion worth. If they were to do that, the U.S. treasuries would tank. They wouldn't get anything out of it, and they don't want to shoot themselves in the foot. So they're systematically getting rid of U.S. treasuries, as is the rest of the world now. Another systematic way that they do that is you eliminate the petrodollar, no built-in demand for our currency. That gives them time to get rid of that because what
happened? And that was the Saudi move last week, which was a real move, but the media spun it that it wasn't.
Correct. I mean, I don't know why the media, I don't know why people believe mainstream media on that subject. When Saudi Arabia says this is what we did, we're not taking U.S. dollars. We're actually going to take the yuan in exchange for it. So, oh, yeah, of course they are. It's the China. They're now BRICS country. Saudi Arabia is now part of BRICS. So, of
so would you say Saudi Arabia, even more than Russia, tipped the dominoes down in this direction?
100%. See, when Russia basically, when Putin said last week, right after, on the 12th of June, see, the Saudi deal was on the 9th of June. On the 12th of June, Putin said, we're not going to have any more U.S. dollars exchanged in Russia. When you put that into perspective, there's more $100 bills in Russia than there is in America.
And as you said, Russia didn't mind. Putin knew short term he would hurt Russia, but he made the calculus to hurt the West. He still did it.
He still did it. So this is the loose cannon that he is. He's willing to hurt his own people just to get rid of the U.S. dollar. How crazy of an ideology is that, right? This is how big of an idea this is for the BRICS nations. They want the U.S. dollar gone in a bad way because they want what we had. They want to be the world's reserve currency. Now, with that kind of momentum behind the BRICS nations, of course, Japan is not going to sell the treasuries of any of the BRICS nations. They're not. They sold ours. And so the reason they did it is because they have basically all this unrealized losses in that bank. America banks have $500 billion, a little more than that, $500 billion in unrealized losses, which means when they come due, they're going to be at a loss. We've got bank failures 2.0, 3.0 coming our way.
Well, that was my next question. I know nobody can call the exact time of this, but we played the club of the FDIC last year board meeting saying we're going to bail in, we're going to create a unified ledger, grab everybody's bank account, take part of it. But we don't want to tell the public that, though they're saying it in a public hearing.
I mean, it's to me, Alex, some of that is the arrogance right? You've been part of meetings recently where people are saying stuff out of just complete arrogance, and it's going to bite them in the end, right? When it becomes public. I don't think they realized that this was necessarily being recorded and was going to become public because they were laughing in that FDIC meeting. They were laughing. It's like, oh, the American public actually still has trust in the banks more than we do. It's like, what in the world, right? So these are the bankers that don't trust their own policies, and they knew that they were underwater, right? So you look at what's happening with their now. You have to add to this mix, Alex, that as big as this, the Japanese bank sell-off of U.S. treasuries and European treasuries is, we've got another looming issue on the horizon, and that's Social Security, right? And we talked about this about 4 to 6 weeks ago, how when governments run out of money, they start to do crazy things. And just like what happened in France, when France decided, a socialist country, people pay higher taxes in socialist countries to get benefits for retirement. You know, that's supposedly the benefit of socialism. The government will take care of you. And the government's never going to take care of you. That's a lie, right? They want everybody equally poor in communist and socialist countries. But when France raised the retirement age, everybody freaked out. It's like, what? We've been paying into the system our whole lives. We demand our benefits. And now you're telling us that we have to keep working for a few more years? There was riots. There was blood in the streets.
And by the way, it's not like it's 10, 15% like it is here. I was reading the French put in like 40% for the Social Security. They're like 80% tax. So imagine you put in 40% of your paycheck and they say, you ain't getting it until you're 70-something now.
Yeah. I mean, imagine what's going to happen in America, much larger country, if they start to austerity measures here. So Congress now, they must be listening to you and I speak, right? Because they decided, hey, we better put together a committee because Social Security is going to run out. It's like, okay, whenever you hear the word committee and Congress in the same sentence, you know that that's code for we're not going to get anything done, right? But so they're meeting because the numbers have now come out and they're talking about it. And they said by the year 2033, so that's 9 years from now, Social Security funds are going to default and they're going to have to only be able to pay out 79% of retirement benefits, which means if you're getting $1,000 a month in Social Security right now, you're going to get $790, right? They can't. That's an austerity.
Absolutely.
Measure.
So we're almost out of time. You had limited time. I don't think this takes 9 years to unfold. They're already grabbing the national parks to sell them off. I mean, this is all moving very quickly. It's why they want their new central ledger, central bank digital currency that they can blame a crisis on and bring in as a savior. Regardless, people need to get silver. That's underperformed, but it's now overperforming. It has the greatest growth, obviously. And gold, they need to get it, and you're the place to get it. You're a great sponsor. People need to call, get a free consultation, and they need to get into silver and gold right now, or they're crazy. Tell people in the few minutes we have left about some of the great services you've got.
So we can do IRAs, we can do non-IRAs. And when we talk about silver and gold, I'm not talking about paper, Alex. I'm not talking about mutual funds, ETFs, mining shares. We're talking about physical silver that you would take delivery of or that's stored. Like in an IRA, you would store it, right? So 100-ounce bars of silver, 10-ounce bars, 1-ounce rounds. On gold, it would be gold bars or kilo bars. But we're focusing on silver because of some major issues, right? So the commitment of traders just came out 2 days ago. COMEX, the available silver for everybody in the world that's using it for manufacturing, there's 297 million ounces of physical silver available in the world. The number of short positions, 826 million. It's 2.7 times the available supply. That's ripe for a short squeeze. So this is why we're allocating into silver. Fundamentally, technically, everything's looking at it. So
and China is doing a short squeeze right now.
Yeah. I mean, they are. They're telling every one of their citizens to buy silver because they know that that will put the Western banks that have all these short positions out of business. I mean, China's playing this game real smartly. So we can too, right? How do you do that? If you own the physical commodity that goes into short, when they have to provide delivery of it and you own it, you get to sell into that strike.
Yeah, nothing's perfect in this world except a relationship with God. But the smartest move, hands down, that's why I'm promoting it, is silver right now.
hands down, when you've got that kind of leverage on short selling from HSBC and Chase and Bank of America, there.
But it's not just that. What's silver up the last few years?
Well, silver's up $1.20 today. It's up like almost 4% just today. But in the last 3.5 years, silver's gone from $11.91 to $31 an ounce. It's well over 140% in that time frame. That's not a lifetime of growth. That's in the last 3.5 years. That's averaging about 30% a year. That's incredible. In a time when the foundations around us are eroding.
Nothing else has performed like that.
Nothing. Nothing has. I mean, I take that back. NVIDIA has, some cryptocurrency has, but they could go away overnight.
But what's going to happen is when the general public figures this out, obviously silver is way suppressed. What are we talking, $100 silver?
Oh, I think easily, actually, because when you have manufacturers that need it to finish a final good, and there might be only an ounce or 2 ounces of silver in like an LCD TV, and Sony needs it, they don't care what price they pay because they're going to pass it on to the consumer. It's a cost of good, right? So you look at that, and it's like, you see economists now that are thinking $600 to $2,400 an ounce silver. My brain doesn't go that far, but I'd be very happy with $75 to $150.
No, I feel very safe conservatively saying, gut level, I think silver's $100 the next year.
I do too. And I think, boy, as we go into this election cycle, which is going to be the weirdest in the history of America, there's going to be turbulence, turmoil, chaos, uncertainty. Those are the actions that cause gold and silver to go up as a flight for quality. We need to just take advantage of those trends. Look, Alex, we can't change those trends.
Well, sorry, if it just follows inflation, it'll be $100. We're not even talking about a big dividend. Everything else you're going to lose on, this is where you win. I mean, it's a no-brainer. It's why I'm literally pushing it hard. The hard sell is people are crazy if they don't do this. They should go there right now. You're a great sponsor. You're helping us do all this. It's a total win-win. You're not just the best place to get it. You're also somebody funding Liberty, not just my show, hundreds of shows. Doing an incredible job. Dr. Kirk Elliott, KEPM.com/gold, KEPM.com/gold. Make sure you go there because we get the support when you go there. It's /gold. And call 720-605-3900, 720-605-3900. 1 minute left, Kirk. Final comments.
You know, don't be afraid of these markets. Don't be, because if you allocate into strength, that's going to actually start to melt away your fear and anxiety. There will be banks that fail. We're going to see this bank in Japan probably start to have capitalization issues as they have to liquidate everything. You're going to see other banks. We just had Flow Bank in Switzerland have to go into receivership from the Swiss government. So it's starting to spread, just like we talked about, Alex. Starting to spread. So call us, get allocated into strength, into safety. Like you said earlier, get away from that unified ledger and that complete control of your bank accounts, which happens with digital assets, and go into strength with a tangible asset that's not digital.
Well, it's easy for me to promote something that's doing 30%+ a year and all the evidence shows going straight up. I mean, I don't see any way it doesn't go up in this environment. I'm not saying it's 100%, but in my brain it is. Dr. Elliott, thank you so much. God bless you. KEPM.com/gold. We'll be right back with more news.
Ultimate Fish Oil is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And we know that fish oil has been one of the most popular, if not the most popular supplements for decades in the United States. Many people consume fish oil that they get at the grocery store, that they get at the pharmacy, but Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com is a superior product. And there are so many different reasons why you should be getting this product from InfoWarsStore.com instead of the generic brands or the name brands at your pharmacy or the grocery store. Okay, so the first reason why you want to check out Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com is because there are studies that show that fish oil can help with things like lowering your blood pressure. It can also help with things like brain development. Studies have been backing that up for years. And finally, things like inflammation can also be reduced for those who consume fish oil. Now, Ultimate Fish Oil is not just your generic type of fish oil, but it is brought to you by InfoWars, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. So this targeted release fish oil not only helps your heart heart, helps your brain, helps with inflammation, but it keeps InfoWars on the air. Now, we know we are at a really fishy time in the history of the United States of America. And if you want to make a difference in your own life and your own health while simultaneously making a positive impact and difference in the world, then going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting Ultimate Fish Oil is a great way to fight the machine while fighting for your health. Visit InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil now. Take the leap, grab the Ultimate Fish Oil, and let's show the world what you're truly capable of. The question isn't who's going to let you, it's who's going to stop you. Visit InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Ultimate Fish Oil.
I was recently on the air in a 2.5+ hour interview with Elon Musk. And he was talking about the globalist plan to depopulate and destroy our families and destroy civilization. I said, what do we call it, Elon? He said, I don't know. And I said, what about Team Humanity? What would you call the debate and discussion about a pro-human future? Just Team Humanity?
Yeah, Team Humanity. Absolutely.
He said, yeah, let's call it Team Humanity. Well, I had the idea then to make the shirt. We've got two different limited edition variants of it, Team Humanity. And it's got the image of the nuclear family, Team Humanity, InfoWars.com, 1776, 1776 worldwide. On the back, it says Team Humanity. This is a great conversation starter. It's a great way to discuss Team Humanity versus the globalists. We get obsessed with sports and all these different groups to distract and divert us and make us tribal. But aren't we really just humanity and a pro-human future versus the globalist and you will eat the bugs and their deindustrialization program?
You will eat the bugs.
If you stand against the open borders, the end of sovereignty, and the transgenderism, and the New World Order, and the technocracy, and hearing that the age of humanity is over, then you are on Team Humanity. Get the limited edition shirts now at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a great conversation starter. You'll have amazing things develop, I predict, if you wear it out in public, and it keeps the show on the air. It's a fundraiser. So the only way this fails is if you don't go to InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity shirt right now. And it's not the only limited edition shirt we just put out. We just put out one more, and that shirt is incredible. My own new design, a red, white, and blue Gadsden Rattlesnake flag, 1776. It's got the InfoWars flag. It's got the American flag. It's got the establishment of InfoWars. This is a great shirt to identify yourself as a patriot with others and to link up with other folks and to let the leftists and the globalists know we're on the ground and we are powerful. So both the new 1776 Gadsden flag shirt and the two different variants of Team Humanity shirts, limited editions for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Get the new 1776 Gadsden shirt, red, white, and blue, original design, and get the new Team Humanity shirts. And I thank you all for your support because you are on Team Humanity.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Well, one thing's for sure, we're not living there in boring
times.
Big
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So, major changes, ladies and gentlemen, are upon us now. The whole old globalist order is coming to an end. They've got something even nastier and more horrible lined up for us. We've got to understand it, have an alternate plan, and resist their plan. Know their plan, resist it, and have an alternate plan or plans. And I'd like to get us onto the point of an alternate plan, which we try to talk about a lot here. I think Elon Musk is trying to go down one of those, at least at one level. I'm not saying he's perfect, but he talks about an alternate plan and you know all the rest of us. So we can't just oppose their plan. We got an alternate plan. So here's some really important headlines that have a huge guest joining us coming up. You do not want to miss Billy Carson in the third hour. What does he know? Dem Rep Clyburn claims Biden's quiet constituency will save him on Election Day. You mean all the dead people you got voting? I guess they are pretty quiet. He goes on to say, don't worry, Biden's going to win a landslide. Doesn't matter what all the numbers show because they know they've got the dead people
and folks that have moved out of district that are in the database, they can just go have illegals and others vote for in their name. Meanwhile, Germany moves closer to banning AfD, which is now the largest majority party in Germany, but it's a parliamentary system, so they're still outnumbered by the other parties. So what does the German government do? Well, you got double the votes we got in the last election 2 weeks ago. We'll just ban you. Yeah. And by the way, AfD is like milquetoast conservative. I mean, like, I'm not a super hardcore right winger compared to some people, as you know. I'm more of a populist Christian. Not more of, that's what I am. But my politics are more reliant on what we call right wing. Those are just terms. But, I mean, AfD is like kind of Ron Paulish. So they want to ban it. I don't think anyone is safe. Joy Behar and Rachel Maddow fret Trump will target them, take them off the air in second term. All the left's done is criminally target people and censor people and admit that's what they want. And they turn around and say, you're going to do it to us. No, we just want to take the country back and have prosperity and move on and just take you out of power. And you just run around, you know, with your chicken, like a chicken with its head cut off. You got to love this. Not a deep fake. Biden glitch is bad again. She's not calling it, the press secretary, a deep fake. She's calling it a cheap fake. So I say that's Biden's new name. Joe Cheap Fake Biden. Big tech coalition partners with WEF pushes global digital safety standards and world ID. So is the U.S. Surgeon General. So is the UN. They want to censor you. They want to control you. This is all rolling out. Spain, new bill targets pseudo media and press freedom crackdown. Yep, they want to ban alternative media because it's so much more popular. Trudeau government commits $110 million to fund DEI projects. Diversity, equity, inclusion projects. Consultants looking for racism. Oh, did kids ride over a gay flag on the street? Spray painted? Well, you rode over the thing. You're going to go to jail. But burn our flag all day. Reports, Vatican planning to enforce final ban of traditional Latin mass on July 16th. Yeah, everything traditional is being banned. I mentioned this. Here it is. Surgeon General advocates for digital ID to combat online misinformation and protect the youth. Oh, with the poison shots you give them? The woke movement is actually the corporate enslavement. The culture war is a fight to stop it. Yeah, everybody supporting the establishment acts like they're rebels. They are minions of the system. Meanwhile, there's a new quasi-project Veritas-style video out. Quasi-project, fitting words now. A quasi-leftist Project Veritas knockoff where they have undercover video of Stone at Mar-a-Lago saying everything he says here on the air. They're going to try to steal it again. Stuff like that. Just shows how incredibly pathetic the globalists are. But since I mentioned Maddow talking about, oh, they're going to arrest all of us, though they're all over the news calling for my arrest and Trump's arrest and the rest of it, here she is.
Okay, so let me ask you this, because there's been a lot of talk about Trump seeking retribution if he gets into office. Yeah. For his legal troubles, for his personal troubles, for his hair, whatever. he always has somebody to blame, you know? So you said recently that you thought that you, as an outspoken critic, could be a target yourself. Some people think that sounds overdramatic, but I'm right there with you. I think that he is so vindictive that he will go after, however he has to, through the IRS, maybe, or even, you know, through sponsors to get us off the air, maybe, or you. Yeah. How seriously should we be taking that?
Well, so I was asked, am I worried about me? And my answer was, I'm worried about all of us. I'm no more worried about me than I am worried about everybody in the country. Yeah. I think it's bad to have somebody saying, give me as much power as you can in this country so I can use it to go after other Americans, so I can use it to go after these subhuman internal enemies and I'll destroy them.
Yeah.
Like, that's just not a good system for anybody. And I don't think anybody's safe if that's the sort of basis on which he wants to get more power.
Well, remember when Nixon...
So they had to do this to us so we wouldn't do it to them. That's called starting a fight, Maddow. And you're you're a tough guy yourself. You know that as a man. So let's shift into what's happening at the border. Wall Street admits that all new jobs in past year went to illegal aliens. American citizen killed in crash caused by 16-time deported suspect driving big rig. 16 times. Illegal alien arrested in New York City after raping 13-year-old girl at knife point in broad daylight. Nearly 80,000 DACA, that's under Obama, recipients admitted to the U.S. in first 5 years of program had arrest records, including rape, arson, you name it. Big report. German police responding to birthday party group chanting foreigners out are surprised by what they found. It was a bunch of illegal aliens at a party by a river playing the top German song. But they arrest you and put you in jail for years if they catch you with the song. Boy, that sounds like a free country. Top German politicians demand maximum penalty for young people singing foreigners out in viral video. Boy, that's, oh, the right wing's going to arrest the left wing. What is the left wing doing all over the world? Now, there's a lot of fantasies about civil war in America, and the social engineers want to bill an attempted race war they've been trying to start, going back to Trayvon Martin and George Floyd and the rest of it, taking a few sad stories and acting like it's some big master plan. You got Jesse Smollett, you know, staging attacks on himself, literally thousands of false flags the left has staged, arrest every day where they get caught doing it. It's well known this is happening. But I posted on X yesterday a map that went viral, and I'll show you an overhead shot of it. And it shows the United States broken up into four regions, the West, the Midwest, the Northeast, and the South. And folks asked that posted it, if we split the U.S. and went to war, who would win? I'll give you the answer in just a moment, in my view. But here's a larger shot of the map. And, of course, the lines aren't really exactly drawn. But let's just take this fantasy at face value and look at that and then talk about real world. The South has more industry than the North and the Northeast and the Midwest together now, including the West, but has more than both those combined. So it has the energy production, it has the industrial production, it has the ocean, and it has a warlike population. Anybody that studies the military knows about 70% of the military, actual warfighters, come from these states. Now, in a real world, it's not going to be Texas and Florida and Alabama and Georgia and Oklahoma and Arkansas and Louisiana and the rest of it against these states. You're going to have small cities that are globalist controlled that go along with it. But you're going to have all of these people instantly join, if this was a real fight, the South. You're going to have almost all the Midwest except for Detroit and Minneapolis and Chicago join. You're going to have most of the people in Pennsylvania and rural areas join as well. So if you actually put up a map, because they usually put the maps up according to states, like you'll see a whole bunch of red states and a few blue states. But those blue states are the most populous, but it's actually the cities. If you go to an actual blue and red map, go to an actual county-by-county map of Republican versus Democrat. Type in U.S. map, county-by-county, U.S. map, county-by-county, blue versus red. You'll see it's just little blue spots, like a herpes infection or the black plague or whatever you want to call it, you know, some type of thing that's happening. I don't mean black people there. I'm just talking about thinking of a disease that creates spots. The black plague does. So does herpes. So does smallpox, chickenpox, whatever. So you see those chickenpox things on there. Yeah, there it is. So this idea that it's regions against each other is not true. You would instantly have 80% of the country geographically and 60%+ of the populations, regardless, joining that. But if we were dumb enough to fight each other over whether we're from the Northeast or the Midwest or the West or the South, then the South would win. Doesn't matter how much fake money New York City's got. None of that has value, and we don't accept it. But that's not where this is really going. Instead, you have the UN and the globalists through BlackRock taking over almost all the federal lands, and 80% of the West is federal. So BlackRock just got this. BlackRock's got, land-wise, about 30% of the South, about 50% of the Midwest, about 30%, this is rough numbers, of that. So BlackRock's the enemy. It's already got most of the land, the private Federal Reserve. That's why they're announcing now they're taking over the national parks, going to charge you massive amounts of money, put carbon taxes on it, run a big scam there. So these models of us fighting with each other, when we had the North versus the South, the North had four times the industrial base of the South and three times the population and could barely win. But it was a stupid war manipulated by British intelligence. It's dumb. Northerners and Southerners don't want to fight with each other. Midwesterners and Southerners don't want to fight with each other. Midwesterners and Southerners don't want to fight with the West. We have little smallpox pimples that are the cities the left controls, and they want to be liberated. But the globalists want to not have the civil war along the lines of North versus South this time, but black versus white. Okay, whites are about 50%, most of them old and dying. They'll soon be about 30%. Blacks are 13%. Why would we fight with each other? That's just stupid. BlackRock's attacking us all. BlackRock's dissolving our border. BlackRock is devaluing our dollar and causing inflation. We have a common enemy. So people got crazy in the Post, like, oh, yeah, the Midwest has got the food, blah, blah. Well, the mountains, you don't know how to be in the snow. We'll kill you, Southerners. And the North's like, we got the money. We'll kick you in the South's ass. Come on, folks. I knew when I posted it, I would see stuff like this. You got to read the comments. And I did that to cause a debate about this, to say, we're not each other's enemy if we're black or white. We're not each other's enemy if we live in Texas versus New York City or Seattle versus Chicago or Los Angeles versus Albuquerque or Miami versus Houston. The maps don't matter. What matters is ideology and what you stand for now. And if we just identify the New World Order and their globalist operations and what they're doing and come together around ideology and ideas, around real Christianity, not some church-controlled thing, but God versus the devil and free market versus communism and low-cost energy that will bring down inflation. We have energy. Energy's, money's just the symbol of energy. So when you cut off fertilizer and gas and oil and fuel and food, that makes there be higher costs because there's scarcity. And I'm just stating economic facts here. So let me tell you who wins in a fight between the South and the North and the Midwest and the West. You know who wins this? Not the people. Nobody that's dumb enough to be in this fight that the South would win, technically. Nobody, because everybody's moving from the Northeast and the West and from the Northern Midwest here. Not because we're perfect, but because we haven't gotten all the communist ideologies and fully in place yet. Oh, we're sinking fast. Don't worry. We're just the best house in a bad neighborhood. Let's not start celebrating the South saying it's got everything together. It don't. But yeah, this would win. But the globalists would win in that fight. It's a stupid fight. It's not going to happen. The New World Order wins when we kill each other. The New World Order wins when we fight with each other. The New World Order uses the great game, Balkanization, divide and conquer. We have to become aware of this, whether it's male versus female or black versus white or this or that. All that is, we got real beefs, there's real issues. Nobody's perfect. Everybody's done stuff to each other. I get it. But on a scale of what have white people done to me? What have black people done to me? What it doesn't even register compared to BlackRock and the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and the UN and the lockdowns and the New World Order and what they did to all our kids and the poison shots they tried to give us all. Oh, but they sure said, we're holding back for the black people. We love you so much. We want you to take it first. And there's all this talk about corporate media loves black people and, oh, they're so liberal. That's because they want to keep you close because you're their enemy. Keep your friends close, your enemies closer. So the leftist globalists that really, for whatever reason, got a big hard-on to kill black people because they've gotten away with so much against them, it's just like their favorite thing. And the Clintons caught shipping tens of thousands of little kidnapped kids out of Haiti. That all came out. I mean, they got some weird thing about black people. And if you want to know who's killing you, if you want to know about the New World Order, I don't care what color you are, you better get it straight. Like Louis Farrakhan said, he said, I don't care if you're black or white, do not take the shot before it even came out. He said it will sterilize you, it will give you cancer, it will kill you. And what did it do? Exactly what Louis Farrakhan said. So Louis Farrakhan tells black people don't take the shot, but all those paid black activists that are pushing Black Lives Matter and division, they're the ones, though, that said you need to roll your sleeve up and take the shot because we really care about you. Do you think these globalists want to kill black people are going to hire a white person to push it on them? No, because you're going to listen to them. But you're going to listen to a black face, at least some of you are. So let's stop killing each other. Delay that. Had a lot of complaints from stations about profanity. The delays had a problem a few weeks ago. Plus, we got so many clips, it's hard to catch it all. The callers call in. The Democrats are cussing on every station. They don't get in trouble, but we're conservatives. That's how we're seen. I'm a populist Christian. And so our stations get in trouble when that happens. So I've got to be really careful. No more cussing. Got to be really careful about that. I promise the stations. Some of them are 50,000 waters. They're great. I said, I promise I'll clean my act up. And I mean if I do it. Now, sometimes the whole world's falling down around you. It's good to have a good, you know, cuss word. I mean, I got a big vocabulary, but sometimes I just want to say, you want me to censor myself and you'll cut my money off? You know, Elon Musk said on national TV, it was okay when he said it. He said, go F yourself. I mean, sometimes it's kind of an F word. You know, when we learned they killed 35 million of us with shots, I want to say F you, but I get it. How about I'm going to beat you? I'm going to get you. We're going to stop you. We're going to wake people up because I'm going to say it again. Doesn't matter what color you are, the New World Order is gunning for you. So I go back to this map. Who wins in a civil war in America? The New World Order. The idea that we even decide because of where we live in this country what side we're on is stupid. Okay, I'm from the, quote, South. Like it's a football team or something. Oh, well, and when I said on there, I said the South would win. The South, it has the highest industrial base, the most energy, and a warlike population. That doesn't mean I agree with that happening. It wasn't like, oh, we're tougher in the South. We'd beat you. We'd all beat each other. We'd all be losers. It'd be like having a gun battle with your neighbor for no reason. Well, I got more guns. I think I'll beat my neighbor. Having the gun battle is stupid. So this is what racism is in a nutshell. And I'm not even talking about, I blame the person that put this out. I'm just saying it's stupid. It's off of what region you live in the country or what color you are. So now you're going to decide who's winning. The globalists are trying to make us all eat bugs. The globalists are putting poison in the shots. The globalists are dissolving our borders. The globalists are at war with us, and we should not be thinking about things in an idea of where we come from in the country, but the fact that as a nation, because we have a unified Bill of Rights and Constitution that threatens the New World Order, they want to discredit the country and have us all descend into a civil war that we have got to stop. It's an overhead shot. Whether you're in the West, the Midwest, the Northeast, or the South, the globalists are taking over your infrastructure, your dollar, your land, your children, your body, and cutting off the Keystone Pipeline that goes all the way up to Canada, and cutting off the other pipeline that comes through Michigan, and cutting off the oil drilling. They're literally cutting our power off, and we have to stop thinking about what region we live in and realize we're all being completely and absolutely screwed by the New World Order. All right, I've got some other news I want to hit. And I also want to just point out again, we have a huge guest coming up, Billy Carson, that I'm really looking forward to in the next hour. But you can't really overstate this. In fact, get the Stoltenberg clip ready. They had a day 2 days ago that when all else fails, as Gerald Celente says, they take you to war. And so I saw him weeks ago saying, we're going to put F-16s, that's the NATO, in Poland and surrounding countries. We're going to bomb Russia out of there so they can't blow the planes up when they're on the ground. And Russia just said, when you attack us from another country, we'll just blow it up there. I mean, we're that close, folks. This is crazy. It's so crazy. I can't believe I pinch myself. Like, this is a dream sometimes. Like, when I read this stuff or see a clip of Stoltenberg, I'm like, that's not real. That can't be real. But World War I was real. World War II was real. Korea, Vietnam. All this craziness is real. And then, of course, right on time. Okay, bird flu is going to kill everybody. We got to kill all the cows and kill all the chickens and collapse the economy and take shots and have new lockdowns, blah, 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 because they're panicked. Because 63% of Hispanics are going to vote for Trump. They're crapping their britches because America was better than they thought. We were smarter than they thought. We saw through them. I bet on humanity. I just can't help think you're stupid. I just cannot help but believe you're a winner. I don't care if you're black, Hispanic, old, young, white. I don't care. I care about your brain, though. If you're some dumb commie devil worshiper, I don't care if you're white or black. I hate you equally. And I cannot help but bet on you. I believe in you. I know you're like me. And I know a lot of you have been distracted. You've been diverted. You're working hard. But once you turn your mind to figuring this out, you're going to figure it out. And we're going to beat these people. Getting chills right now. The danger is so great, ladies and gentlemen. So here's Stoltenberg. You can read his full statement. Yeah, we're going to put the planes in other countries and attack Russia. Folks, he knows that's immediate full war. So we're inches away from immediate full war with one of the most powerful nuclear powers. They say the most powerful. The U.S. hides their weapons, just so you know. The U.S. is the king daddy. But does it matter at that point? It's like Russia shoots us with 20 bullets and we shoot them with 50. There ain't nothing left. Here it is.
The fact that they're now delivering F-16s, of course, it will create a future NATO, no, sorry, Ukrainian air force that will be NATO interoperable. NATO planes, NATO pilots, NATO-trained pilots, and NATO procedures.
That's World War III. All right, we're going to break with our special guest. Please remember, DonnerJonesNaturals.com is the sole place now, it's in stock now, to get Turbo Force, the amazing best-selling 10-hour clean energy, DrJonesNaturals.com. Next level foundational energy is a great combo. It isn't a stimulant, but it has a stimulant effect by cleaning out the cells. It's next level. Next level foundational energy, Turbo Force. Turbo Force is 43% off. Highest quality colloidal silver is 57% off. $12. It's going to sell fast. Go to drjonesnaturals.com. Get amazing products to support the broadcast. I want to thank you all for your support. Go now to drjonesnaturals.com where Turbo Force is exclusively available.
Thank you for joining us here today. Earlier this afternoon, Donald Trump was arraigned by a Manhattan grand jury on 34 felony counts.
This case is an abomination. You know, it's obviously political. 7 years to try to come up with this case. They're just wrong on the law.
The only crime that Donald Trump is being prosecuted for is the crime of running for president.
Political persecution at the highest level.
They've quite frankly given up on trying to beat him at the polls. Either going to steal it or stop it by law firm.
A Democrat prosecutor elected on a Get Trump platform.
What's going on here is a disgusting disgrace. It is war on Trump. It is war on the Republican Party. And it is a war on the Republic.
This case is the weakest case I've seen in 60 years of teaching, practicing, and writing about criminal law.
I doubt the New York indictment would have been brought against a defendant whose name was not Donald Trump.
This judge, I mean, you don't need a prosecutor if you have a judge like this. This judge is not on the level.
It's a terrible case, but the judge has been pretty much a rubber stamp on everything that Bragg has wanted to do.
They're perverting the system of justice. You know, that's where the danger lies. The corruption and subversion of our institutions by the left.
This is the Democrats' entire strategy, to confine President Trump to a dirty criminal courtroom and keep him off the campaign trail where he can bring his winning message to voters across this country.
New York has become a legal banana republic. They are so determined to get Donald Trump.
Look, convicting Donald Trump, that's all they have.
I think they have no cards. And they're depending upon Trump getting convicted.
That Trump train doesn't show any signs of slowing down.
The only verdict that matters is the verdict at the ballot box.
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.